Good afternoon to Councillor Glenn Milne.
Good afternoon, Dave. Good afternoon, listeners.
It's been a while since we had a chat. Exciting times at the moment, especially for Warrumbel. The Community Leisure Centre is open finally.
Yeah, I think there'll be a lot of people very pleased to see that operational again. And look, it's taken a long time to work out through insurance companies, etc., and then actually get the work done. But it's all been fixed up and a few upgrades, so that's fantastic. That back into operation out there.
A few upgrades. I like to hear that.
Yeah, well, I'd like to hear it too, but I haven't got the list of them in front of me, Dave. So, I was reading through, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
No, that's okay.
You know what has been done, but I know it's all fully operational again, so that's fantastic.
Nearly $330,000. Majority it was insurers.
Yeah, the majority was. And look, that storm did a lot of damage across the district, and of course council buildings are no different to anybody else's. You know, there's still a few of us awaiting to have our roofs redone because they're all dented, etc.
I could argue with that, driving past the Alfred Deakin Centre on that particular night and everything was lit up, not like the rest of the town, but there's a reason for that too, of course.
Well, emergency power is good, and that is actually the emergency centre.
I was going to say that,
but, yeah, I know my kids were out the front laughing at my car getting pummeled by hail. They thought it was really funny that my car was getting smashed up.
Oh, no.
It was my car, not the council car, just in case anybody rings up. Council car was safe.
Your personal
car wasn't.
Yeah. Okay. And a community event possibly planned for, to celebrate the opening of the Leisure Centre again?
Yeah. And again, I think, it's with great relief that people see that. So, yeah, that'll be good.
It will be good. Look, the Mildura South Sporting Precinct.
Yes, and that one, the business case is out, and look, we need to, have people, they need to have a look at that, see what they think about it. There's been a little bit of alarm about the funding. Well, I'd just like to assure our ratepayers that, this is the first stage, and council will be looking at ways of, and different ways of funding the sporting centre, and that will be, hopefully minimal impact on rates and ratepayers. So, don't get too excited about that. What we need to do is actually get excited about the complex, because it'll help our young sports people, our older sports people. It'll give us better facilities that we badly need in this district. But let's get excited about that bit first.
Definitely.
And, then when we've got that plan worked out, when we know what the final figure is, the community will be kept informed. But, worry about that when the time comes. We are working very closely. We've got a lot of staff working on and looking at options that minimise the cost to the community.
That will be a load off a lot of people's mind, undoubtedly.
Yeah, that's right. There's already a few getting excited out there, but please wait until the final plan is out.
And, of course, you can have your say at the moment on that too.
Yeah, and we want people to have a say on the complex. What's needed? Is it needed? All of those things, look, now's the time to have your say. Don't try and have your say once that time closes.
It's true.
Do it now. So it's on the website, so have a look at it. Yeah.
Beautiful. Good. And speaking of, spending money, well, not quite, advancing Mildura and Sunraysia, the Deakin Avenue landscape, it's getting along, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I actually drove down there this morning. And not anticipating that you would ask, but I like to keep an eye on what's going on. And I noticed the formwork is down from the, 9th Street end through to the old flower bed there, the limestone one. That half, the forming is up for the footpath. So I think that'll go down, fairly soon. And work is continuing on. Sometimes there's a crowd of people there, sometimes there's not, but the contractors, they know what they're doing, and there's different things being done at different times. So work's progressing well on that, and it'll be great to see it finished.
It will be.
4 or 5 years' time, give the trees time to grow, it will look fantastic. And 20 years down the road, people will be saying, thank goodness the council did it there. It just looks amazing now, and it'll last us for, 70, another 100 years. So if we do it now, get it all done, get the pain over, it'll be great into the future.
Another 6-8 weeks, something like that?
That's right, yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Things don't always go according to plan,
They don't. Look, we could have torrential rain or something like that. You can't help that. But we're making it as short as possible. And look, it isn't being over-interrupting on traffic or anything. Deakin Avenue's not closed, so it's not affecting the businesses there. And again, our contractors are doing it as quick as possible. So just have a little bit of patience, folks, if you do have to slow down, but it'll be fantastic in the end.
And people are going to have a little bit of luck too, I must point out.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely.
Glenn, as always, fantastic to catch up with you. Hopefully Anthony's back next weekend. Next week, I should say.
Yeah, we'll look forward to catching up with him and wish everybody a good rest of the week.